The main doors of the Treadgold Magistrates Court had to be closed for a while in the morning as scores of people jostled to be in court to see their relatives and friends who were arrested in the wake of public protests in Bulawayo. A total of 92 people appeared in court in the morning. Four of the 92 who are facing criminal nuisance charges were granted bail of $40 each. The quartet was arrested when police thwarted a demonstration by a group of youth in the Central Business District on Wednesday. Lawyer Tanaka Mganyi confirmed to Studio 7 that the four had been granted bail and had been remanded to July 21st. The remaining 88, three of them juveniles, are facing charges of public violence. They were arrested following Wednesday's clashes between police and protesters. Magistrate Evelyn Mashavakure released two of the juveniles into the custody of their guardians, while the third was sent to a juvenile center as his guardians had not yet been located. They will appear in court again on July 21st. Lawyer Patience Moyo of Justice for Children Trust condemned the prolonged stay of the juveniles in police custody, saying this was a breach of their rights.
It's clear what was done to the juveniles was unconstitutional. Our constitution clearly states that juveniles should not be detained. If detained, they have to be detained for the shortest period of time and also separate from adults. So what the police were supposed to do upon arrest was to get in touch with the guardians or parents of the juveniles, and they were supposed to be released into the hands of guardians.
Mashavakure said she would give a ruling on the bail application by the remaining 85 on Monday. During the bail hearing, prosecutor Taurai Ondo led evidence from the investigating officer identified only as Moyo contesting bail on the basis that the accused would abscond since the charges of public violence that they are facing are serious. But seven lawyers, including Lyson Ngube, Jonathan Trangirai, Tumisani Dube, and Mganyi, who through the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights and Abameli Human Rights Lawyers are co-representing the group, argued that every accused person is presumed innocent until proven guilty. They said the country's constitution gives all persons the right to bail despite the crime they may be facing. The lawyers asked the court to grant an order that all of the accused be given a medical examination as they had been assaulted by the police while in custody. The lawyers said some of the accused, including one of the juveniles, had visible assault injuries. A further five people who are facing similar public violence charges were granted bail after appearing at the West Common Age Magistrates Court. Two of the five were granted bail of $100 each, while another two got bail of $20 each, and the fifth was granted free bail. The five, being co-represented by Ngube, Trangirai and Mganyi, were remanded to July 21st. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.